Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, if you're a parent that's concerned over the childhood obesity epidemic and you see what the schools are serving in the cafeterias, you know, maybe you're packing their lunches, but maybe your kid's getting, you know, their food at the school cafeterias. Do you wonder what's in it? Is there any healthy options? My guest today is Dr. Robert Murray. He's a professor in human nutrition at Ohio State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Murray. Let's talk about snacks, sweetened beverages, added sugars, and schools. Tell us what's going on there today, and is what's a parent to do?
Yeah, hi, Melanie. You know, this policy statement came out from the Committee on Nutrition and Committee on School Health, and the first thing we wanted to do was to update parents and pediatricians about all the good things that have happened in schools over the past 15 years or so. We have had a remarkable job has been done by the school food service in this country, and when studies have been done repeatedly on the nutritional value of the school meals, they are extremely high, particularly compared with the normal packed lunches that are being sent in. Secondly, you know, we've had a good set of nutrition standards developed, which were released in 2010, and that addressed school breakfast and lunch, and then another set of standards addressed snack foods and vended foods in school. So as far as the school meals are concerned, you know, we've got some tremendous steps that have been taken to move kids to a higher nutritional plane, and they are working so far.
Okay, so, you know, I went and looked at my son's because we put some money on a card and he can buy his lunch at school. He's in high school, a freshman. And so I went on to the menu with him to pick some healthier choices because we really eat healthy. I'm an exercise physiologist. We eat healthy in this house. And he's choosing junk because I can see what he chooses, you know. And there was not a lot of healthy choices. There really wasn't. He said the salad bar looks lame, and otherwise it's pizza and calzones and this pasta stuff. And I mean, can we do anything about that? You think it's really getting better? Can a parent ask for it? Would kids even choose these options?
Yeah, those are all questions that a lot of parents ask. First of all, it's important to know whether or not your school is participating in the USDA meal program. A number of schools that have very few kids who are either free and reduced or in that category opt out of the USDA program. So when they do that, they don't have to follow the regulations.
So
that's one of the first things that a parent has to know. The second question you asked, Melanie, is can we do anything about it? And if your school has opted out, yes, you can do something about it. Parents participate in wellness councils and can really have an active voice in looking to work with the school food service director to improve the quality. Having said that, though, I want parents to realize something else. When you see the word pizza on a school menu, often that pizza is very, very different from the pizza you get at Donato's or some other pizza out in the commercial world. They've used whole grain white flour, for example. They use low-fat cheese. They use turkey pepperoni. They do a number of things to make that pizza a much higher nutritional value than the pizza that you'll see, you know, just out on the street. So that's the other thing you have to realize. The school food service directors use a lot of tricks of the trade to meet nutrition requirements but still hone as close to the child's taste preferences as they feel that they can. The other thing to realize is that the school meals are not balanced day-to-day. They're balanced weekly. And so some days the school food service people will put something on there that entices the kids to the program, and in doing so kind of engage the child in the overall program. But those are really important pieces. The part of the policy statement that parents needed to hear, though, was that outside of these school meal programs and vended foods, which are now under control of USDA, we bring a lot of stuff into school. We do, parents do, kids do, teachers do, and we do it for a lot of different reasons. But fundraisers, packed lunches, birthday parties, celebrations, holiday parties. We bring food in almost daily for these various either celebrations or sales. And in the process of doing that, we really are the ones who are bringing in low-quality, high-calorie foods into the school at this point. It's a local issue. That's a really important thing for parents to realize.
Well, and Dr. Murray, we can also have another show on that, because packing healthy lunches is not always easy. I even go through that myself, and I studied nutrition at the master's level. And, you know, looking at Go-Go Squeeze, and my kids don't always want carrots, and they don't always want, you know, vegetables with a ranch dip or a sandwich of something. So, I mean, it is a tough choice for parents to figure out how to keep the fruit looking fresh, if you want to send them with healthy choices. But now, what about beverages? Because I thought there was a whole Bill Clinton initiative a while back getting soda out of the schools. But my son is, every chance he gets that he thinks I'm not looking, he's taking a soda at school or some really nasty sugar-sweetened fake dye-colored beverage.
Mm-hmm. You know, that part of the policy statement reviewed the benefits that have accrued because of the last 10 years since the soft drink statement and the Clinton Alliance got together. A lot of sweetened drinks have been cleared from schools, and the vending, the new vending policy really limits the amount and type of sweetened drinks in schools for those schools that participate in the USDA programs. But they're around, and you know, we've recommended that you focus attention, if the child wants something sweet, focus attention on things like flavored milk or smoothies or other things where the parent doesn't just worry about the sugar, but worries about what's behind the sugar. Is there anything there that the kid's getting? In the case that you bring up, soft drinks, we don't get anything from that. But if you look at smoothies, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of nutrition behind that. And one of the points we made is, for a parent, that's a good trade. Don't feel like you have to eliminate all fat, all sugar, all sodium. Instead, think in terms of making those things tied to very high nutritional value foods, and you'll do well.
Well, and I make smoothies every single day for my kids with almond milk, and I use a full fat organic yogurt, because I mean, kids are active and the full fat doesn't scare me. And so with almond milk and the yogurt and good fresh fruit, and these kids love it. It's like a milkshake every morning, and I know it's giving them a good start. But then I worry about, once they're out of my sight, then what are they choosing? So we have about a minute or so left. Dr. Murray, give parents listening your best advice on this policy statement, and really what you want us to know and what we can do to help speed this process along.
Well, I think, Melanie, the main takeaway as a parent, I would say, is that don't look at what to exclude from your child's diet so much as look at how you build a high-quality pattern. And it is built. You don't just assume the Mediterranean diet. You build it. And so one of the pieces of advice here was, look at all, every meal and snack, look at all five food groups. Look at what the child likes to eat and figure out ways of step-by-step putting in a little more fruit, a different salsa, as you did, a smoothie instead of a fruit drink, and slowly, piece by piece, build a high-quality diet pattern. It'll stay closer to what the child likes to eat, but at the same time, you'll greatly increase the nutritional value.
Absolutely great advice. And parents listening, you know, take this to heart, what Dr. Robert Murray has been discussing, and talk with your kids. You know, try and look at the whole picture of nutrition for your children, giving them a good start to the day, a good breakfast. Don't be afraid of eggs and yogurt and good fresh fruit. You can get creative, certainly with lunches too. I know it's tough, parents, but you can do it. We all have to just keep trying. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.